session number 10784, reel 3.
Mr. Price, reel 3.
The chap who had been our pay sergeant, Bob Radford, had been wounded, and so there was no one looking after the pay side of things, and I was given the job to do that, so that meant immediate promotion up to sergeant. And so I took the pay on. I didn't know very much about it when I started. There was nothing like experience and having to do a job to learn how to do it. Anyway, I remained as Sergeant IC Pay with four commando thereafter, right the way up. Went back with them on into Holland and up to North Beaver and eventually right up to Recklinghausen as pay sergeant. And was held that rank when I got demobbed from Recklinghausen in the January 46. That was...
Now, when you returned to action in the Netherlands, what was the first actual operation you remember being involved in?
Well, the first thing we did, we went to... I went up to... the whole unit, we... ended up on North Beveland, which is an island in the Scheldt, which was adjacent to another island, Schouwen, which was occupied by the Germans. And there was a bit of coming and going from Schouwen between the two for a wee while, but nothing, just patrol work, nothing really. The first action that was a real action that was after that was Flushing, the landing at Flushing. Now, I was on admin duties more than fighting as when it came to the Flushing side of it, up to Breskin's, and the unit went across to Flushing, and it was pretty stiff fighting there, and they had quite a scrap in Flushing as far as I can gather, although I didn't take part in the actual fighting at Flushing. I was left at Breskin's side of the Scheldt organising things for them when they came back, shower bars and things like that. I was getting a bit long in the tooth for very much in those by that time.
What did you see of the condition of the people of the Netherlands in 1944-45 winter?
Well, as I say, on North Beveland, they seemed to be fairly adequate. We, as I said before, we were in billets. I was staying in a place which was, I think it used to be a cafe at one time, a hotel sort of place, and they didn't seem to be too badly off. We were very friendly folk, but of course we had our own rations, and we provided quite a bit for them when we were in digs with them. But my memory is not all that good. I've got photographs of people in North Beveland I stayed with and things like that, but details are a bit hazy.
In Germany, did the troops obey the famous non-fraternisation order that was given by Montgomery?
Well, what troops are you talking about?
The ones you were with.
Well, as far as Four Commando was concerned, no. As we, when we first went to Recklinghausen, we were the first troops there. And there was... the Germans had what I suppose you could only describe as a home guard, the werewolves or whatever they were, and we were scared, but you know, that they might start taking action against us. So we stuck a notice up on the Burgomaster's office notice board that if any of the commander units were found with a knife in the back lying in the gutter in the morning like that, we'd annihilate the population of the whole of the Recklinghausen, Allee Lidice. They did at least. And of course they swallowed that hook, line and sinker, because the commandos had a bit of a reputation. You remember Hitler condemned us all to death as hooligans and whatnot. So we didn't bother very much about that. I had civvies doing my washing and all that sort of business. I had a German as a bit of a batman looking after stuff for me. Oh, we all looked in and had... See, when we went to Recklinghausen, we were put in charge of this camp, which was full of Nazis, prisoners of war, and one thing and another. And one or two nasty types in that camp that... well, they had crime list as long as your arm, one thing and another. And they were all being sorted out. So we were in charge of this camp. And our intelligence officer was responsible for sorting out the sheep from the goats. And one or two of the prisoners happened to die while we were in charge of the camp, so they thought they'd better take us out of it. And they put us on perimeter guard, and I think a civvy got shot or something, throwing things over the wire while we were on guard, so we got taken off that. So that left us with nothing in particular to do after that, except take care of ourselves. And we fraternised quite a bit. We had our club down in Recklinghausen, Battle Axe Club. We had what we called the Lovett Club, which we ran. And we paid wages for staff, of course, with cigarettes and what have you. And it wasn't at all like, I suppose, barrack life should be. But the war was over, there was no more fighting left. We just wanted to get home.
When you said that a number of Germans got killed when Four Commando was in charge of the camp at Recklinghausen...
I didn't say they got killed, I said they died.
How did they die?
Well, I don't know. One was found dead in his cell, one committed suicide. He was an SS high officer, committed suicide. I don't know the details at all. But they started the be kind to the Germans things not long after the fighting finished. There was nothing really I can remember spectacular at all about it in Recklinghausen. I think everyone was just wanting to get home. As I say, I was in charge of the pay, and I paid out men and sent through quittance rolls and what have you. Did a bit of office work and then down the town at night, and that was it. It was just a dull routine.